Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming.
Hey yo,
Jay, Zach, Alana, Matt, and Rob.
God, I'm at 10 strokes already.
Hey yo.
And today we are playing Golf with Your Friends and talking about Halo Season 2, Episode 7, the penultimate episode, I believe.
So exciting.
The worst, most boringest episode.
No. What?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a take.
I was thinking about how, when I was watching this episode, how I kind of was like looking forward to watching it, which is a feeling I've never had. Halo.
Are you having like a stroke? Yeah.
This specific episode?
When I sat down to watch it, because I wanted to see what was going to happen.
Aw.
Yeah.
You'll find out next episode.
That's right. It was a place setter one, but still.
Yeah.
But it was a great place setter. Mm-hmm. I am seated at the table, fork and knife in hand, ready to eat it up.
Okay,
expectations are sky high. Jay's ready to have his heart broken again.
Yeah, that's right. I think we ended things in a pretty good place, all things being equal.
My God, stupid golf.
Is there actually a Halo in a Halo show? We'll see soon. Yeah.
Well, they didn't go to the Halo in last episode or last season.
They
went there in their minds.
Went there and they banged. They left their juices all over that ring.
I thought they banged in their prison cell.
They did.
My lonely prison cell.
No, they didn't bang. That's where they broke up. All their tears of pain and anger.
You're thinking of the fan fiction you saw. I saw the one.
You mean the one I wrote?
Yeah.
What the heck am I supposed to do in this hole?
Land in it.
Eat yourself to the other side.
I can't.
There
yes, you
go.
Can. Oh,
you just did.
Done. Ooh,
You're supposed to do just like Master Chief and what's your face? You just
McKee.
Yeah.
So speaking of McKee, that's where the episode begins, where she says, "I don't believe in sides. A human covenant, you know, whatever." Which is a take.
Yeah.
Certainly.
She's talking to John in the vision, and they wish they could just, they're just star-crossed lovers. They're like Romeo and Juliet. If only they could just get together.
And get on that ring.
Well, and they already did. They're not star-crossed lovers.
Is anybody rooting for this romance? Like, they're not the most engaging couple.
Well, they already had their coupling. Then they realized they weren't a good fit, and then they broke
what?
Up.
What? Yeah. That's not what happened.
100%.
Yeah,
they're not together enough to realize they're anything.
They coupled, and then they realized they weren't a good fit.
I don't know that. Did she get shot by Kai?
Yeah.
Like they banged, and then she got shot, and then that was it.
And
he's
then
is still like pining for her in the beginning of this season.
They broke up because he wanted her to recognize her humanity, and she wanted him to recognize that the world sucks, and it's on them to make sure that they are the only two who know about it. And he was like, no, I love people. She's like, people suck. We can't be together. Why? I love you. No, you don't.
I don't think it counts as breaking up if they were never really together, but...
They were together. They spent a lot of time together. And then they... each other.
Well, I'm not rooting for them to get together. One of them is a big, emotionless block of wood, and the other one's the Master Chief.
Oh my God, how dare you? She's Irish.
Isn't that why they're a good couple?
Are we
critiquing
we're both
her
broken.
Physique?
Her physique, her acting. I wrote down something that she said to John, but a lot of people say it, and I want to remember it the next time I'm in an argument with someone. He says something to her, and she says, "You don't believe that." I want to remember that the next time I'm arguing with somebody. They'll just be like, "You're wrong," and I'll just say, "You don't believe that."
They'll be like, "Yeah, I do."
The doctor's appointment is on Friday. Oh, you don't really believe that, do you?
You don't believe that. Alana, we should paint paint Alana's wall purple. You don't believe that.
It's happening. I have the paint.
You don't believe that, Alana. Anyway, so
speaking of McKee, she said the ring belongs to us. It belongs to you and me, Master Chief, and it's not just a weapon. It also has the seed of life. So it's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, she has his seed of life.
Yo,
please, there may be children all the time.
What is happening with this stupid?
Just don't hit
it
so hard.
Is it the wrong one? You don't hit it so hard.
You had issues every time we have this map with this hole.
We're getting better.
Hey!
So, but all no, right, I, so, hang on, dude. I like how the ring, because I remember in the games, and feel free to correct me, Jay, or anyone else. I seem to remember the only thing the rings ever did in the games was blow up the whole universe or the whole galaxy. But I get the impression here that they also can do other things in the show. What do you think?
Yeah, it seems like that's the path that they're going.
They're ambiguous, but yeah, McKee explicitly says they can do.
They can create life. That's what McKee says. She says that it's meant to be a rejuvenation of life as well as possibly be a weapon.
All right, so interesting. I like it. And for the, do you think that anyone watches the show without playing the games? Besides Alana?
Probably.
I played the multiplayer.
Yeah.
So, I think so. I feel like Last of Us also, you know, probably half the audience didn't play the games.
Oh, easily more than
definitely,
half.
Definitely.
Didn't play.
So Alana, does it make the ring seem more mysterious knowing it can do all kinds of stuff?
No, actually kind of annoying.
Wow.
Ambiguously defined.
Because it's like... First of all, MacGuffin space. They leave all these clues to it where it looks like paradise, but it's also a weapon. How could a weapon and like a place you're supposed to... Doesn't make sense.
Maybe.
And then the flood.
There's a control panel.
Flood. Huh?
Flood's not happening.
The flood.
Justice for the flood.
It's not happening.
I've been waiting for forever.
Or maybe it does and we just haven't seen it yet.
Season 3, baby.
I still believe. I will. They will return. I know they will.
Keep that dream alive.
I mean, it's expensive, the flood. Like, the CGI is already sometimes questionable. Like, you really want some flood in there?
Covenant aren't exactly cheap either.
Halo's like, he who controls the ring controls the universe. Dune.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
That's straightforward. I like that.
God damn it.
I like the ambiguity.
The spice in Dune is what powers interstellar travel. What does the Halo do?
Creates life.
That's a mystery. I mean, it's like a... It's clearly like a 2001 Arthur C. Clarke inspired like ambiguity thing.
Well, I could explain. I don't want to give it away though.
By the way, I heard in the new Dennis Dune movie, the Space and Guild isn't even in it. So
no,
do they even know that the spice is the reason why interstellar travel works? Okay.
Do you want to hear something? Do you want to hear something? Oh, you guys just fucked me. You guys want to hear something equally outrageous, Matt?
Outrageous.
And two, I don't think they ever say the spice must flow.
Ooh, that is outrageous.
Yeah.
Like gem? Outrageous?
What?
Like gem? Who's gem?
Gem.
Gem and holograms?
Yeah.
Gem Hadar.
All right, let's get back to it. So John and McKee have a classic Halo conversation where they don't really talk like people. They just kind of say platitudes to each other. And McKee is like, it's beyond Covenant and humanity. Yeah. They're equally the same. I did like when John's like, it's different. And she says, why is it different? He says, because you're human. she's like the humans will use the Halo to destroy the Covenant. The Covenant will use the humans to destroy. Covenant will use the ring to destroy human. What difference does it make? And he says it's different because you're human.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
You're a walker to protect your own.
Yeah, that's right. He's like tribal loyalty. Yeah, he's like a grunt. He's not going to understand like these more like highfalutin concepts. He's basically a stem on him.
He's like you, race traitor.
Anyway, so then we have McKee versus the priest.
Right? And Cortana. Cortana helped. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Cortana helped.
Cortana's overpowered. Nerf Cortana.
I like the part where the guy is springing through her. Yeah.
I like the part where the part where she's like, leading Chief around, and also,
which is just a typical AI troll.
You know. Yeah.
So, so they kill the priest, RIP the priest, recurring antagonist. What do we think? Yeah. What do we think about
Rob
that?
Just messed me up as usual. I mean, McKee, as usual, was just scared.
I'm moving, Jay. I'm moving.
Ooh, oh, thank you. Who hit me? You piece of crap.
That was Rob, not me.
I fucked myself. I have no opinion about the priest.
Priest was cool.
I prefer the sexy priest from Fleabag, but yeah, I don't know. He's kind of boring. I did expect him to last longer, but what purpose would he have?
So. Yeah, he had no real purpose, so that's why I was like, yeah, he's gonna be dead. It's fine.
Yeah. So we learn big Covenant fleet on the way to the Halo. It's gonna be a showdown.
Gonna be a fight.
And then right. Master Chief bluffs down that SWAT team that's coming in to get him. Oh my God, I'm blowing my lead on this.
I didn't like that
You're
part.
You're welcome,
that much.
Matt.
No,
thanks, Jay. The part where Master Chief like convinces the SWAT team not to shoot him.
Yeah,
I thought I would have been better if, in my opinion, if I was writing it. So they don't shoot him because they don't want to like take responsibility for being the one to kill him.
Which,
I guess they sort of did this, but I would have made it a little bit clearer. Where there, I would have been like, we can't kill him. He's like a hero of humanity.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
But they don't actually say that. They just
show.
They
don't tell, like, Matt.
Wasn't really. Yeah, they need to tell it. They need to tell it, because otherwise it just seems like. Because also the lieutenant is like, just walks away. He's like, you kill him, then, right? You know, that makes it kind of seem. That kind of makes it seem like he doesn't care whether the chief dies or not, as long as he's responsible for it. I would have had them be like. Like, we're with you, Chief. We trust you. Like, you know what's best.
Isn't it, Jay, help me out here, or Rob, some Marvelite. Isn't there a part where they're like, we can't shoot him, sir. That's Captain America.
Yes, there is a part like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's, but I mean, you, yeah, it's the fact that he is the hero. All their promo and stuff is all about protect the dream of Master Chief being like the most ultimate like soldier and like the representation of humanity and yada yada yada, and so him going, are you really gonna shoot me and be the one who took down like the one thing that's keeping humanity motivated?
Exactly.
So I mean, yeah. So I mean, I think they showed it pretty well, and that's coming from me, who likes it when they say things blatantly.
You're really obvious. It sounds like you and Matt agree. You're just phrasing it a different way.
No, I think I disagree with Matt.
Okay.
I think we agree. We agree that about the concept. Jay thinks they executed on the concept, and I do not.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There we go.
It is weird that they just seem like bad soldiers. I thought I was like they're always so good about following their orders, and then now they're all breaking their code.
Well, because it's Master Chief. I'd break my code for Master Chief. Bow chicka bow wow.
Rob, you might say good soldiers follow orders.
Yeah, I mean, like, in this, like, Halo world, yeah. I mean, like, Master Chief was, like, the follow order guys for, like, the longest time, and, like, these guys, like, just immediately, like, the moment they have, like, a moral issue, they're like, oh, I'm done.
Well, that was something we were talking about either last week or a couple weeks ago, where they were wondering if they were going to follow through on this whole internal revolt among the human civil war.
The humans.
Yeah. Whether they were going to keep going with that. And I'm starting to think they're not. They're not going to.
Nope. Nope. They pivoted. I mean, there was a little bit of payoff for that, because you have the confrontation between John and Ackerson. Right, you finally get to watch him, you know, kind of confront him and get out some of his feelings about being abandoned on Reach, but it wasn't really, there wasn't too much left to be done about it.
Hole in one.
Thanks to me tapping you in.
Thanks, buddy. So that, yeah, so the next thing I have is Quan and Halsey go on the dig, like the old LucasArts computer game. They're solving an ancient alien mystery
with deep puzzles. In the depth
with puzzles.
Yeah. What about the part where Peridonsky gets the Spartans all killed? That part was like amazing.
Yeah, that one was ridiculous.
And she's and I like when she's like, okay, just send the rest. Like they all get killed. They don't even like set foot on a Covenant ship. And she says, okay, just send the next wave.
I love her reasoning too. She's just like, why are you doing this? She's like, oh, it's just really important I do it. It's like, well, why don't you think about it more? And like she's not, just because it's important doesn't mean you have to like half-ass it.
She's supposed to be like this great admiral or something, and she's like, just keep throwing enemy, keep throwing soldiers at the enemy until their guns jam or something.
Yeah,
that'll work, and that's a legitimate strategy.
It's like a Star Group sitting like three Zerglings,
I mean,
like, in a whole Protoss base. Like, no, it's not
gonna... I mean, isn't it Ender's Game? It's a, she read Ender's Game.
Yeah. At least they made progress in Ender's Game.
Boom.
Oh, right off the piece.
I think she more saw the Harrison Ford movie.
Well, they love Ace at Butterfield.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Yeah, all the Spartans die, and then we get Sorin at Thermopylae, where he reminisces about him and the original crew.
Okay.
So it was him and all the Spartans that we know.
And I didn't understand this at first, but the reason why he's reminiscing is because Kessler is about to go through the same experience that he did when he was a Spartan.
Correct.
I was like, why is he talking about this? Oh, it's because Kessler's about to do it. And he kind of wants to hold back and let Kessler go through it and then rescue him because he thinks it's gonna like build character or something.
He's gonna make a man out of him, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to stop him to rescue him. He wants him to go through the whole entire process.
I don't know about the whole entire process, but certainly the part where the men with sticks come out and beat the shit out of him.
No, so right. his argument is that he needs to find where his end point is, where he becomes a man. He's not going to win, but he has to learn what it means to lose with his crew. So his whole intention is the fact that he's going to let his son fight, get his ass whooped, and then learn what it is to be a Spartan, because becoming a Spartan is like his greatest memory. So if he interrupts it in any capacity, then his son is no longer going to be able to become a Spartan. So his intention is to let it go, which is why Liara gets pissed, because she's like, what the hell you mean you're going to let that whole thing process go? Fuck that noise. But yeah, his intention is let his son get his ass whooped, become a Spartan, and then he's a Spartan. He gets to live vicariously through his son.
Just like so many parents.
Yeah. The best kind of living is vicariously.
Yeah, true. But yeah, like that's why like it's such a big thing when you see him suddenly his face changes like at the last second when he sees his kids walking up. He goes from anticipation and like pride to like, oh shit, I'm being dumb. Like that subtle change in his face is that's why it's critical. It's realizing it's not the fact that he needs his son to be a Spartan. He just needs to have a family.
That's right. That's right. More on that later. Okay, so we learned that Halsey discovered that there's a specific gene sequence for Spartans. Mm-hmm. Then that's what they look for. That her initial findings, she was looking to find people that had that specific gene sequence that she found in the dig, and that is what made them good Spartans. Presumably the Spartan 3s do not have that gene sequence.
Well, they never tested any of them. They're too late. They're too old.
Yeah, they're too old.
One, and they're too old.
Just like Anakin Skywalker.
Begin the training, right.
And that's why they suck.
That was kind of interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it was partly the fact that there's this secret genome, but mostly it's just the fact that when she talks about it, she says that she saw two sequences that can be merged. So that's part of the augmentation process, that trying to figure out, can their genes handle the augmentation of the other genes, which is why they're so much taller, so much stronger, and all that other stuff, because the augmentation is adding on to that. They're already DNA sequenced. So it's figuring out that human DNA can be spliced with another. So that's why they needed the kids who would be able to endure and grow into that type of situation, into that.
Got it. Alana, are you coming back in?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
What happened? Did you start it?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, so all right. So then we have the conversation between John and Ackerson, where he is all mad at him, but he needs him alive because of biometric security to go get the armor, and all the fanboys cheer. He's getting his
biometric
armor back.
Security? Oh.
Armor.
Yeah. And we learn, and Ackerson learns that the spike, rather than unleashing a computer virus, a la Independence Day, it will just blow up everything, including the Halo. John thinks this is a great idea.
Well, it will save humanity.
Yeah, he's like, it could do other things, but it could also destroy us. So better destroy it rather than letting it fall into enemy hands.
He's like, it makes sense.
Yeah. And what, done to jump ahead, but what exactly is John going to do on the Halo?
Great
kill
question.
It's like, figure out how to use it, I guess.
Yeah, his intention is to get there, convince McKee that they need to maintain and keep it, protect it, make sure the Covenant don't get it, and that they can take control of it. And to figure out what its purpose is.
Got it. Okay. So Quan finds the stars and unlocks the laboratory. So what was the scientist on the ground there? What's the deal with that?
It was the last scientist who was much like other scientists in Yore who stay behind to protect their intellectual property. And work to the last second. That was what they did. They wanted to protect their data, make sure.
So, was it a Covenant scientist?
No. So it's one of the ancient forerunners.
The yes. Forerunners.
They built the Halo. I didn't want to give it away.
It's the ancient. They talk about it. They talk about it a couple times in the season. That they're the race that came even before everyone else, and they talk about it when they unlock the stupid key. They're like, yeah, this is from the predecessors of all of us, the ones that created the Halo.
Wow, an ancient civilization. Never heard of that concept before.
Jack, that's not the right hole.
I did the same mistake. Yeah.
I do what I want.
Can we start over?
No.
How long it would take me to figure that out?
I wrote down the line that John says, somebody always pays.
Well, yeah, we're kind of skipping ahead a little bit. I also thought that was a good line, though.
I'm not skipping ahead. That's where I am. That's where I am in my notes.
Okay. Yeah. So John also has a line that I like where he says about Vanek, it's like he just didn't understand. He was not afraid to die. He just didn't understand. There's a couple good lines here.
It's like he's like a puppy. It doesn't understand he's being put in a sack and thrown into a river.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He's a grown man. He doesn't understand that he's about to die.
Or what
he does. It's more like he's an elite soldier who's gotten out of worse situations.
Yeah, and doesn't understand how this all came about.
Why did Ackerson abandon us? Why?
Why'd you do it, Ackerson? You piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, line kind of annoy me / I kind of love at the same time is where they say like it's not a tomb, it's a library, and then later they're like it's not a map, it's a
map, that was so weird. Both Quan being authoritatively like it's a tomb and being like no it's not, it's like
yeah
okay.
It's like that's just classic Quan where she's like I know better than both of these scientists who are super smart.
I know better than all the adults around me. Dad, you don't know shit. Get wrecked, nerd. You're gonna die because I know better.
I actually, speaking of dads, we skipped Miranda getting the bad news about her dad.
Oh yeah, that was sad.
bad news or good news?
By the way, Quan's still not Quan's not a kid anymore. She can't save the adults. Quan is an adult now. Just to get her shit together.
But no, okay, so anyway, getting back on track. The light bridge. What do we think of the
light bridge?
Bridge
was awesome.
It looked really good.
It was great.
It looked fantastic.
And I'm pretty sure they played the music from Halo at this
point. Oh yeah, 100%.
Right? Yeah.
I know they played the music from Halo at the end.
No. I mean, yeah, no, they did at the end, but they
But it was at that part. They had a hint to it.
Like the corridor music, not the main theme.
Oh, okay, right? Sure.
Yep. The music. Okay, so then they're in the lab, and the lab is trapped. And the part where the lab starts to self-destruct, like this, like there's some kind of
breaking sound.
It was like a breaking sound. I legitimately thought the flood were gonna show up.
I thought that too. Like you heard the sound of the what turns out to be breaking glass, but it was like just kind of like a crunching sound. And I thought it was the flood.
The
too.
Hope stays strong in the tournament.
Well, they're gonna be there, and it seemed like a prime moment.
Yeah, very deep.
You never know.
What are part of the worst level, which is kind of referenced here because they mentioned a library, and I got excited for a second.
The library.
I'm pretty sure they said laboratory.
Well, they disagreed about it.
Yeah. Right. Initially, they said library, and then they were like, oh, no, it's a lab. It's a scientist on the floor crumpled up.
It's not an X, it's a Y.
Definitely not a janitor.
God. Wait.
No!
Okay, so then, well, yeah, we'll move this along. Soren fights in the pit. And
this seems so weird. The small child can't act, and then Lyra just comes up behind him and hugs him. Like, what if that's not your kid again?
Reminded me, everyone
needs a mom.
Okay, so guys, this part is actually kind of really interesting. It's kind of like the Spartan program just keeps going because I thought they changed it or shut it down or something. Or like Ackerman's no longer involved with it, right?
So who Ackerman's in charge of the Spartan 3 program?
Okay, so who are these people that are making Kessler fight in the pit?
Probably
also part of the Spartan 3, right?
Oni.
No,
okay.
No, they're completely separate. It's Halsey's Spartan. It's the Spartan 2 program, really, but it's been disavowed and secretly run. Like, Ackerson doesn't even know about it. Ackerson assumes that all of Halsey's things went away. And, I mean, it's just like Pendarsky. Like, no one knows that she's still kicking it and in charge. It's an Oni thing. It's like,
okay.
It's an Oni thing. Wow, wow, wow.
But I, if you're Ackerson.
But I really like how they don't talk. Like, they never say anything. It's super freaky. It reminds me of one of those, like, doomsday end-of-the-world cults.
Who doesn't talk?
Like something out of like BioShock. The bad guys here in the pit, they just show up and start fighting.
Well, they're like trained. What are they gonna say?
Well,
what are you doing here?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, like someone like Ackerman is like, excuse me, what are you doing here? This is a restricted government area where we're training the Spartan 2 programs. Please leave immediately. You know, something like that.
To explain what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Instead, they just show up and start hitting them.
Well, in this case, in original lore, let me pull up my glasses. Yeah, it's since it's all secret. There's no cameras. There's no nothing. So, there's no reason to talk. They just know what they're supposed to do. And in ancient days, when it actually happened, like I think they were, like all the recruits were specifically told not to speak during the battles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were supposed to figure out how to communicate on their own, which is why it was such a big deal that so many people started and then none of them finished, and why Soren talks about how amazing it was that all five of them just started fighting together, like, without having to communicate. Like, they just realized, no, this is how we have to do it if we want to survive. We just have to start fighting together. And that's why it comes out like it's such a big deal for them, because they figured it out. They were the last bunch of the bunch. And it's only because they learned you can't rely on anyone. You can't even rely on words. You just have to understand each other's intentions and learn how to fight with each other.
Yeah. The funky bunch. And they're all of our main characters. I don't know. But so basically what I'm saying is there's like a horror element to it, which I really like. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So then we go to, so yeah. So Soren fights in the pit. He wins the fight, but loses his family. So I guess we'll have to see where they show up again.
Taken away.
Yeah. And then,
oh, no. Damn. Then, distress.
And then we go back to Perez in the armory. She spent the whole episode in the armory.
That's right. Looking at herself in the mirror.
What have I done? She should have stayed in communications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mad. It's true.
Yeah.
What do we actually feel
about the part where she says, "I need you, Chief"?
I thought they were going to start making out. The only time he smiles is when he sees Perez in this,
yep.
in this whole season.
Eagle! He sees them.
He's like, there's like a little, job, smile, this little smirk.
He respects her as a fellow professional soldier.
Yeah, sure he does.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure
her
he does.
Ass.
She has the family he's always wanted.
Mmm. A big family.
Wait, Zach, you skipped the part where McKee brands herself.
Oh my god.
I didn't want to remember that.
That was so weird. Let's just gloss over that.
Nope, I wrote it down. We need to talk about it.
All right, talk about it.
It was weird.
Is there an explanation, Jay? Can you like be like, this is why?
Like, what were they trying to do?
Keep
on, Eaglin.
Show
super
that
prover devotion. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Devotion to what?
Covenant. To the covenant.
The halo.
Not to the covenant. They betrayed the covenant.
Yeah, not the covenant. She's all about the halo now.
It was the arbiter's like designated sign. So
it was. I thought it was the halo.
Well, she says.
No, but she says it's
eventually.
The halo.
She eventually says no. It's for the halo. It's his symbol. So they're the only two, like the arbiter and her, are the only two who are truly looking for like the halo for the right reasons. The rest of the Covenant want to use it strictly as a weapon, not for their actual god. They're all heretics in that capacity. He's the only one true, like, believer.
Not so, God, Gog.
So, it's that
true believer. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. It's a neat twist.
Did you guys like the part where she just starts taking off her clothes? It was reminded of one of our all-time great podcast moments, the curvy thighs.
Of course.
I was like, oh yeah, finally some TNA.
Maybe I spoke too soon when I told ZJ that it wasn't in this season.
That's right. Yeah, there's still one more episode to go. There's going to be some curvy thighs. All right, so.
Especially on the halo. That's what's the aphrodisiac?
So, yeah, we get is it Ackerman or Ackerson?
Ackerson.
Ackerson versus Pedagoski. Which was great.
Perangoski.
Thank you. Perangoski.
Whatever.
She totally overrides him and sends his precious soldiers to get killed.
That's right. And then she gets owned because John 117 is out. He's on the Condor. Oh, also Miranda's looking at the notes. She's looking at the notes from the scientists. She's very excited.
How about she's that part where John goes in and he looks at the sign that says, "You are the Master Chief"? And he just looks at it.
I like everyone's so surprised that Master Chief's alive, and I was like, he's been going through the ship very casually. Like everyone should know by now. Like, don't they have cell phones?
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I saw Master Chief going in the hallway. Like,
oh my god, you saw the Master Chief in the hallway?
Liar! That's heretic talk.
You'll never believe this. You gotta come with me. I need you, Chief. Just, you want me to say I need you? I need you, Chief.
Oh, someone knocked me over. It was not nice.
I don't know where we're going anymore.
Up and over.
Yeah. yep. So, all right. So Kai goes off to fight the whomever to activate the spike. And yeah. I hope for her sake that they make it off the goddamn airplane.
Unlike those boys.
Unlike those boys from Easy Company.
Yep.
Yeah. And John's off to the Halo to get laid, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yep. It's and my note is everyone's off to war. Exactly what I would expect from a Halo show. Finally.
Finally.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, some war. Yeah. All right. So it's all coming down to the wire. We'll see what happens next. Very exciting.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
that Halsey disappears on her child again.
Yeah. What was up with that? They were, I think she was listening to the calls on the like loudspeaker. Yeah. They were talking about security team needed somewhere. And so they just disappears.
They announced that she was basically without so many words that she was found and that they needed to go arrest someone.
So oh, when she calls her mom. Like, mom.
Yeah, called her mom.
Cross the bridge.
Well, that yeah, that was to get her to wake up. Yeah. Such a sweet moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's all, she's got left
it's all
behind.
Coming down to this. Do you guys want to do some prop bets for the finale?
Sure. Well, actually, I have a question first. Since when can the Pelicans travel FTL?
They're Condors. I thought you watched the subtitles.
I guess I missed it. So it's exactly like a Pelican, except it has hyperdrive?
I don't know.
They're slightly different. They're a little larger. They have more life support, more storage. They're slightly different. Mm-hmm. And that's my story. I'm sticking
that's the story you're sticking
it's
to
your,
it,
it's
yeah.
Your story, morning glory.
All right, dude, what's your prop bets? Are you going to write them down?
Crap. Hold on. I'm trying to game.
Oh.
It keeps appearing and disappearing.
Whoa, so who just smacked me?
That was me. That was
bastard.
Definitely me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I thought it was Alana with her newfangled terrible internet.
Yeah. Yeah, Kai's going to die. And so he at the end of the episode, it's going to be like John alone and Cortana.
Cortana. Well, I think John's going to. So, first of all, is John going to have sex with McKee again?
No.
That's the real question everyone wants
no,
to know.
He's
that's
not.
That's the question. Okay, Alana says no.
I'm going to say yeah. Yes. I'm going
to
say yes.
You guys actually want me to write this down? I will write it down. Okay.
You guys are twins. No, that's not happening.
Okay, we'll come up with more. I say yes.
So, Zach says yes. Matt says yes. Rob says no.
Jay sighs a heavy sigh.
I don't okay. think so.
You're just thinking about it.
Jay says no. Alana?
I don't think so.
Alana?
I said no. Vehemently.
Okay, Jesus.
Okay, I think so McKee tries and John rebuffs.
Ooh, interesting. Kai die. All right, what about. All right, so Kai dying.
No.
I say no.
I think she's Alana like the Brienne,
yes.
Brienne of Tarth.
I
like,
say yes.
You need that tall girl.
All right, Zach. Rob says no.
I say no.
Okay.
All right.
I also say no.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the prompt again?
He says no. Kai dies.
Kai dies. I'm gonna say yes because they've killed a lot of his fellow Spartans this time.
Yeah, but they were not important Spartans.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's
Eric. What about
hey, wait, I have one. A rocket launcher makes an appearance.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I'd say yes. Yeah, I like that.
Rocket launcher.
Yeah,
I will say no. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I say no.
Yeah, no.
But I think the hammer comes back.
The grab hammer?
Zach, what do you think?
Your prompt. I'm going to say yes. I'm saying a lot of yeses.
Okay. What about, again, I assume the Arbiter is going to live, right?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What about McKee? Well, she died last time that she came back, so.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to die.
Is there anything?
You think Perandowski is going to die?
Well, let's not. Maybe we should be predicting deaths.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have any other predictions that doesn't involve someone dying? The flood will appear. The smart people say no.
The odds are 50 to 1 on that one.
Maybe in a vision. Maybe a dream.
Ooh. Okay. Should we do that?
The coming up here, or the flood up here in a dream? I'm still gonna say no.
Vision slash dream.
I'm gonna I say think they'll be referenced by name. That's it. So no.
That counts too. Referenced in any way. How about that?
Oh, referenced in any way? Okay, then I would say yes. They got a hype up season 3.
Yeah, I mean, they just hinted. They just tantalized you with the Forerunner City.
I'm going to say no. Jay, you say yes?
Yes. Why did the scientist die? Why did the scientist get left behind?
Old age. Ooh. Do you guys want to switch to Dominion? Or do you want to play more golf?
I would rather play more golf, thanks.
Well, golf doesn't like me, so I guess that means you don't want to play with me.
Oh, all right. In that case, we'll do. Dominion.
Did you guys like my cheeseburger? All right, that's enough. That's enough. 4 bets. Yes. All right, you guys ready to move on to questions of the day so we can blow this thing and go home?
Not sure. Give me a second. I need more water.
Sorry, I'm distracted by online shopping.
Seriously, Alana, what are you shopping for?
A shoe rack.
A shoe rack.
Yeah.
What? Wall swatches.
What about the wall swatches?
Just do what I do and get like
I'm absolutely positively not doing what you do.
bins. Like plastic.
Yeah, your clear plastic bins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my
mm-hmm.
clear plastic bins are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they?
They work. They get the job done.
Okay.
They do. If it wasn't for them a lot, there would be shoes scattered all over my entire house. They would be everywhere. You have no idea.
Okay.
And then if you had a shoe rack, they would be scattered in your shoe rack.
Don't listen to the wisdom of the ancients. That's fine.
I won't.
All right. Question number 1. What ruins of America will people see in 2,500 years like the Roman ruins in Europe?
What?
In 2,500 years, what things from America will people still be there for people to see?
Well, the U.S. is going to be just fine in 25, 23 or whatever. But in 3,023, I think they're going to see the Washington Monument.
I think Mount Rushmore.
I don't think so.
Alana, you left the victory points on.
I did? Oh, fuck. Why did it reset? What the shit?
Mount Rushmore is going to fall down like the old man in the mountain.
It's gonna weather. Yeah, anything outside like that, like.
Yeah, but outside is the only thing that's gonna be left.
I mean, the Coliseum is outside. It's still there.
Point. I guess everything's outside. It's still gonna erode.
The Book of Kells.
What would stay? Empire State Building.
Dude, the old man of the mountain that probably has been there for like thousands of years.
Probably more like millions of years if we're talking mountains.
I don't know about that.
Mountains Gandalf.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But... Yeah.
Oh, tide pools.
R2 says Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Thank you, R2.
But I think the question was more aimed at like things humans have built.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of built it.
We made it famous.
No one says Mount Rushmore? Wow.
I just said Mount Rushmore.
We were just talking about Mount Rushmore.
The real Mount Rushmore. That's sitting behind the fake one.
What about the Vegas eye? The Vegas, like, giant ball?
The globe?
Yeah, the globe.
I'm trying to think if there's, like, geoengineering projects. Oh, well, Hoover Dam, right? Or what's left of it?
I highly doubt that's what's left of it, anyway.
Yeah, the water would eventually...
The water would push it through.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Liberty.
No.
I would like climate change, like probably messing up a lot of stuff. But like, so the stuff in the north might be okay. So I'm thinking the Mall of America in Minnesota. It's gonna be there forever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? I mean, that's not only America, but I think we can take credit.
2,500 years is a long time. I mean, it might get broken down or whatever by then. Hard to say.
R2 says plastic McDonald's boards buried in ruins. That's a good one.
that's an image right out of a Mad Max movie.
Well, I mean, based off of historical documentary Demolition Man, it's going to be Taco Bell.
Hell yes. The three seashells will last, yeah.
I love how they never explain that, by the way.
Yeah. That's why mystery is good. That's why we don't need to know what the halo is. Keeps people guessing.
I think it's going to be I don't know. In 2,000 years, he said?
Yeah, 2,500 years.
Oh, gosh. Wow, 2,000. That's a long time. A lot gets destroyed in that time.
Is there... Yeah. Like, what... Well, like, the Colosseum's still here, so what about things like, you know, Gillette Stadium? Or maybe one...
No, because everything made now is cheaply made. So nothing today is going to last. It's all.
But even if it's cheap... I mean, I guess I agree. But even things cheaply made, it's still made out of, like, steel versus stone.
I can't believe nobody has said anything too soon. In this discussion.
A bridge, you mean?
No. Yeah, a certain bridge.
Bridges.
Made of steel.
Overpasses as well.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I think, think Mount Rushmore. That's about
it. I'm still sticking with mine. Washington Monument.
Okay. All right.
Tesla
you guys.
Trucks. No, kidding.
All right, are we ready to move on to the next question?
I don't
think I have an answer. What did Alana say?
I don't know.
Can't get anything.
None of that, I don't know.
The Indianapolis 500 track.
There you go.
Yeah, that's nice and low to the ground, so it's not going to collapse.
Yeah. Okay, question number two. Would you trade 3 years off the end of your life for better quality of life now?
Yes.
Wait, say that.
Whoa.
Say that again.
You didn't even define the terms, dude.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing to define.
What if, like, you have a second car that you can't drive, but technically it's a better quality of life?
That's not... I treat the question good faith.
Okay, how about this? Someone comes to your house and drops off lasagna every Friday.
That's not bad.
For 3 years of your life.
You know, I mean, Zach, is your point that the 3 years at the end of your life are, like, not that great anyway, so you might as well just go?
Well, look, I'm in pretty good health. I intend to live for a long time, but you know, the way our health system works now is they keep people alive way longer than they're supposed to. So, yeah, I'd rather have a better quality of life for most of my life and have it be slightly shorter than be like in a nursing home for the additional 3 years. Of course I say that now, but
I mean, I can't really argue with that.
What do you say, Alana?
No.
You say no. Okay. You want to elaborate?
I would need some reassurances of what better quality of life means.
Okay.
You know, really comfy. Really comfy. What's those beds that like fold up and like electronically? And, like,
yeah, one of those beds.
Posturpedic beds.
How about a 50% raise?
Well, what about like perfect health?
Forever?
Yeah. Until
the rest
adult,
of 3 years
adult.
Off the end
until
of my life.
You keel over and die.
Your perfect health until that point. That'd probably be worth it.
Thank you.
Think how much time you could get back. You wouldn't have to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You'd save so much money. You'd be like, I don't need healthcare.
Right.
Actually, no, you'd still need insurance in case you got hit by a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd be like Marshall in that episode of How I Met Your Mother when he doesn't have health insurance, so he never leaves the apartment.
I'd rather not have it at the end of my life. I want to enjoy life as I do now. I want to enjoy life now because I don't want to be old and I'm enjoying life because I'm comfortable. No, screw that. Enjoy life now. I always said I'm going out. When I'm starting to degrade, I'm just going to go out.
Blaze of glory.
Yeah, hell, I don't want an extended life. Extended life sucks. Because, you know, the longer we live, it's going to skew everything else. That means they're just going to take away retirement, and then you're just going to be screwed. You're going to live and be comfortable, but then you're going to have no money and be just like,
so how much? So how much life would it have to take off for it to not be worth it in the other direction? Like 5 years, 10 years? What's like
take that? Point? Take it.
Yeah. I'd say 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
20 yeah. years. Oh my God.
Yeah. If I can't get to like up to my retirement age, how about that?
I can't agree about that. I think probably 5 years would be my limit. I mean, our grandfather is 90, what, 91, 92? And 92, he's living, yeah. he's still living his life, having a great, you know, having a great time.
Yeah. But so, that's not a guarantee. You can, like,
well, of course it's not a guarantee, but also like that's a lot of, you know, like 20 years that would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah, but that's your grandpa. Who's to say anything else? Like, my dad is kicking it, but my mom definitely isn't.
Yeah, my grandmother's in Florida. How happy could she possibly be?
God, that's true. I mean, should call her up sometime.
And yeah, I know. It reminded me, actually. I should. Real talk. Yeah, no, that's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Yeah, no, screw that. I want to be fit and fiddle and happy and a disposable income.
Wait, so because it sounds like you agree with us then.
Or
you
want to agree now. With me. I want to live now, not later.
Okay, so yeah, so you take the deal.
What's the deal?
Yeah,
the deal is being perfect health now for 3 years of your life later. That's the deal.
For 3 years later?
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I don't want to extend my life. I want to shorten my life.
Okay. So I think we've reached an agreement. Rob, what do you say?
Yeah, as like Neil Young said, it's better to burn out than fade away. Yeah, I wanna just have a good time, and then you know, around age 70, that's good. I'm set. I think I don't think old people are having that much fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, if you have perfect health now and then you extend your life, why? Fuck it. Let me die when I die.
Well, I'm kind of like, if you manage to stay alive longer, then maybe they'll invent immortality.
And take away all your benefits. Yeah, no, immortality sounds awful.
All right, so let's move on to question number 3.
Tide pools!
Much better.
Holy crap!
Wow.
Wow.
His next turn's going to suck.
That?
Yep. Question number 3.
Question number 3.
Tide taketh away. What?
What is the proper way to slice a sandwich?
You know, I like the angle.
I like the diagonal too, actually. It's kind of interesting.
I don't really slice my sandwiches, but when I do, I just go right down the middle.
Yeah,
down the middle.
Yeah,
I'm same People answer as Zach. Yeah, I'm like, I like a big heavy sandwich. Like, I want to. I guess also because now we're gonna be like, is a sub a sandwich? But like, I would cut a sub through the middle.
No. For the purposes of this question, the sub is they're not talking about subs.
Typical sliced bread.
Typical, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it depends for me. If it's toasted bread, then I do diagonals. If it's not toasted, I go straight down the middle.
Mm. Is there a reason?
Yeah, because if it's toasted and you bite into the middle or bite into like the half cut, you get that little scratchy on that side corner of your mouth. If you have the diagonal, it's perfectly cornered, so it can just shove it in your mouth.
Goodness,
a nice visual. Okay.
Okay. So everybody weighed in on this?
I think so.
All right, so Zach, take us out.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time for the finale of Halo.
Hey!
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.